Alright folks, welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox, your daily dose of clarity and kick-ass living, right here with your host, Leo Weston. Ever feel like time just slips through your fingers like sand? You're chasing deadlines, juggling commitments, and somehow still managing to feel utterly overwhelmed. I get it. We live in a world that's constantly demanding our attention, emails pinging, notifications buzzing, and the endless scroll of social media. It's a recipe for feeling scattered, stressed, and frankly, a bit like a hamster on a wheel. But what if I told you there's a way to regain control of your time? To become a productivity ninja, slicing through those to-do lists with laser focus and actually enjoying the ride? That's what we're diving into today, folks. Time management, not just for CEOs and superheroes, but for anyone who wants to ditch the overwhelm and unlock their true potential. First things first, let's ditch the myth that there are enough hours in the day. We all have the same 24, so it's about making those hours count. Think of it like this. Your time is precious, a limited resource that deserves to be invested wisely. Just like you wouldn't throw money away carelessly, you shouldn't squander your time on things that don't truly matter. Number one, prioritize ruthlessly. You know that feeling when you're trying to juggle five things at once and end up dropping them all? Yeah, let's avoid that. Identify the tasks that are absolutely essential, the ones that move the needle, and focus on those first. Think of it like your personal Mount Everest. Conquer the big one first, then tackle the smaller peaks. Those less important tasks can wait. Trust me, the sense of accomplishment you'll feel from tackling those major milestones is worth its weight in gold. Number two, embrace the power of planning. This isn't about being rigid or stuck in a rut. It's about creating a roadmap for your day. Take a few minutes each morning to map out your schedule, prioritize tasks, and set realistic goals. Think of it like a GPS for your day, guiding you towards success. Now, I know what you're thinking. Leo, planning sounds great in theory, but life happens, and you're absolutely right. Stuff comes up, things change. That's the nature of being human. But having a plan gives you a framework to work within, even when those unexpected detours arise. Number three, time blocking your new best friend. This is about allocating specific blocks of time for certain activities. Say, 2 hours for focused work, an hour for emails, and 30 minutes for that well-deserved coffee break. You know how sometimes we get lost in a rabbit hole of tasks? Time blocking helps you stay on track and prevents those dreaded hours have disappeared moments. Number four, learn to say no. This is a game changer. It's about setting boundaries and protecting your time. You don't have to be a superhero saying yes to everything that comes your way. Imagine trying to fit five people into a tiny car. Chaos, right? Saying no to non-essential commitments frees up space for the things that truly matter. And lastly, number five, rest and recharge. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but taking breaks actually boosts productivity. Think of it like this. Your brain is a muscle. It needs time to rest and recover. Schedule in regular breaks throughout the day to clear your head, recharge your batteries, and come back stronger than ever. Okay, let's get real for a second. Ever had one of those days where you're running around like a headless chicken? You're juggling calls, emails, meetings, and deadlines, all while trying to keep up with the world. It's exhausting, right? Then, boom! Your phone rings. It's your boss asking for that report due 5 minutes ago. Sound familiar? That's where time management comes in. Imagine if you'd spent just 30 minutes at the start of the day planning out your priorities. Now, instead of feeling like you're drowning, you've got a clear road map and can calmly tackle each task one by one. See what I mean? It's all about shifting gears from reactive chaos to proactive power. So, how are you going to take charge of your time today? What's that one thing you can implement right now? Schedule those breaks, prioritize your tasks, or maybe even just say no to something that's not serving you. Remember, even small changes can make a world of difference. Thanks for tuning in to The Brain Fog Detox, folks! I hope this episode gave you some fresh perspectives and actionable tips to level up your time management game. Don't forget to share the podcast with your friends, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. We're all in this together. Let's ditch the brain fog and unlock our full potential.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.